Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats, you should be proud of yourselves for being idiots. Today, I will prove, as I do every day, that Democrats are in complete turmoil. The truth, folks, is that Democrats cannot win elections without cheating. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats are abandoning their party in droves. I will prove it to you with a story that comes to us out of Pennsylvania. But truthfully, I don't need anything to explain it to you. You already see it. You're discerning people. And here's the other thing about the Democrats. We don't have to do anything for their implosion to continue. Here are a few news stories that cropped up over this week, and we're early in the week. And as you hear them, understand, folks, as I've said to you many times, there's no way we can cover it all. So let me just give you a few tidbits. Canadians in the news, right? Canada, trampling old people. This happened the other day. And guess what Trudeau is doing? He's still oppressing freedom-loving truckers, and it's all going to backfire on him. Joe Biden supports this nonsense. What do we have next? Oh, hey, here's one for the vax Nazis. The CDC is withholding data on Wu flu. Why? Because their claim is we might misinterpret the data. We'll play a clip from Laura Ingraham, but look, I don't need Laura Ingraham to verify this or validate anything I've been saying about this. The CDC's not wanted to introduce any new data to you because the CDC knows this whole Wu flu thing has been a scam. It's unbelievable to watch this stuff unfold. Things that they kick people off of social media because accuse us, I'll get it out, accuse us of being, what, conspiracy theorists? And every single thing that we've talked about comes to fruition. Oh, by the way, the Democrats did cheat in the 2020 presidential election and many others down ticket. What else do we have in the news? Russia has now officially invaded Ukraine. And let me give you some of the Russian headlines. You ready for these? Putin orders peacekeeping troops to Ukraine. U.S. Embassy staff ordered to leave Ukraine to Poland. Kamala Harris, Russian move likely to raise gas prices. Here's another one. Putin threatens bloodbath if Ukraine resists loss of territory. I want to remind you, just over a year ago, none of this would have happened. Now, let's circle back. Do you think you're actually getting VAERS data, the real data about the Wu flu? Do you think so? Do you think that Americans believe now that everything that was going on with Wu flu was all for the better interest of Americans, or what they call it, for the greater good, for our health and safety? I'm just referring to what Canada's doing to its truckers. Do you think that Russia would have done what it's doing now had Trump still remained in office as a lawful president? And don't get me started on Kamala Harris. Now, let's go back to what I said at the beginning. I said Democrats should be proud of themselves if you have pride in being idiots. And they're on the run, and I want to bring you this story out of Pennsylvania. We'll talk a lot more about all of these things this particular episode, because there's tons. Here's a story. Some Democrats in rural Pennsylvania are afraid to tell you they're Democrats. The party's brand is so toxic in the small towns 100 northeast of Pittsburgh that some liberals have removed bumper stickers and yard signs and refused to acknowledge publicly their party affiliation. Now, let me stop you. This is an article in the Washington Times. And I know this author is trying to essentially say that Democrats feel like they're in danger, that they're being scorned. I'll tell you this. A Democrat that I know has never had to take a sticker off their car, remove a yard sign. We ignore them. We think they're stupid, but we don't ever threaten them or anything like that. What this story is really telling you, without saying it, is Democrats are leaving that party. Now, I've been saying this for quite some time. I think many of you can validate this. I'm going to go on. Here's the rest of the article. These Democrats are used to being outnumbered by the local Republican majority, but as their numbers continue to dwindle, those who remain are feeling increasingly isolated and unwelcome in their own communities. A guy named Tim Holohan, an accountant based in rural McKean County, who recently encouraged his daughter to get rid of a President Biden bumper sticker, said this: "The hatred for Democrats is just unbelievable. I feel like we're on the run." Now, folks, we're talking about Pennsylvania. We're talking about, rural areas in one state outside of the big cities. Let me ask you this. You really think it's that isolated? Do you honestly believe that this is the only place this is occurring, or do you think this is a bellwether for Democrats all over rural America? That's question one. Here's question two. Do you think it's only Democrats in the rural areas who've recognized the idiocy of what's happening here? How many things can I tell you that this party has done that has impacted people? And it's finally hit critical mass where people are saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Here's what the guy goes on to say, and he's answering these questions, by the way. The climate across rural Pennsylvania is symptomatic of a larger political problem threatening the Democratic Party heading into the November elections. Beyond losing votes in every election since 2008, Democrats have been effectively ostracized from the overwhelmingly white parts of rural America, leaving party leaders with few options to reverse cultural trend that is redefining the political landscape. By the way, we have a story that shows Biden's obsession with diversity and the stupid picks this man has made to put people into power. And you should see this freak show that has become the legacy of the Biden administration. People that in no way represent mainstream America, they are fringe freaks. And people are afraid to call them out for what they are, but that is what they are. They are fringe freaks. Anyway, they go on to say this, man. And maybe we'll come back and I'll talk more about it because I'm not sure we're going to have enough time. But here's what I will tell you. What I'm going to tell you next validates everything I've told you about the fraudulent election of 2020. And it has to do with the number of votes that were won in Pennsylvania by Republicans versus Democrats and how Trump failed. Great show for you today, folks. Hope you stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Folks, if the sky were falling, I would certainly tell you. And it is. It's falling for the Democrats. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I was reading an article from the Washington Times. And here's what they say, what the title of the article was. Democrats fear extinction in rural U.S. But it's not just rural U.S. people. The Democrats fear extinction all over the country because the Democrats were already being extinguished in 2016. And it only got worse from 2016 to 2020 when Trump picked up 16 million new votes. And the Democrats cheated mightily and still hold on to the lie that Joe Biden is the most got the most votes of any president. That's ridiculous. One of the articles I was reading about with this Washington Times, or one of the paragraphs, I should say, says this. The shifting climate helped Republicans limit inroads in 2020. The GOP actually gained House seats despite Donald Trump's presidential loss. Now, here's what they're telling you is that's an anomaly. That shouldn't have occurred. In other words, you wouldn't have a presidential loss and the Republicans gained seats. They say a year later, surging rural support enabled Republicans to claim a Virginia governorship. That's a lie. That surging surging Republican rural support of Republicans was already coming. They say a small but vocal group of Democratic officials now fear the same trends will continue. Will undermine their candidates in Ohio, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, states that will decide the Senate majority in November and the White House 2 years after that. Democrats folks are panicked, and rightfully so. He said, meanwhile, the Democratic Party continues to devote the vast majority of its energy, messaging, and resources to voters in the most populated urban and suburban areas. It's not going to work. I'm going to tell you right now, it will fail, and it will fail miserably. And I'm going to give you, look, I feel like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I feel like when we talk about this stuff, there's not much more to say. The only thing I can do is put it into some sort of a context where you understand it. So let me just give you a couple things to think about. And then we're going to get into some really serious stuff like Ukraine and Kamala Harris, how she screwed the pooch not only in Germany, but also in her comments about Ukraine. But let's talk about the Oscars. The Oscars are coming up, and it's going to be another dismal year. And in spite of everything that we've talked about with Democrats and how they need to back off of this woo-flu nonsense, etc., here's what the Oscars are doing. Guests and nominees attending the 94th Academy Awards will need to show proof of vaccination against woo-flu and two negative PCR tests before they're allowed into the Dolby Theater. Performers and presenters will not be required to show proof of vaccination, but they've got to get tested. And get this. The Academy of Motion Pictures and Arts and Sciences has invited fewer people to attend the award ceremony to allow for guests to better socially distance and will require some of them to don face masks. So it's a hodgepodge, mixed signal of things. But here's the net. The net is no matter what they do, their numbers will be down. You want to hear another thing that's a symbol of what I'm talking about? Because Hollyweird and the numbers continuing to go down, here's the question we should ask ourselves about the Oscars and the Golden Globes and all these other things. How far do they have to go down before they finally go, we can't do anymore, enough is enough? I'm not going to answer that question because I don't really care. But I know this, if you keep throwing parties and nobody shows up, you're going to eventually quit throwing parties. Now let's go on to the Olympics. NBC gets the Olympics. It's in China. This is all all of this, folks, is nothing more than a backdrop and a metaphor, a tapestry, if you will, of what awaits the Democrats in November of this election cycle and the next election cycle, and how people are starting to go, okay, enough is enough. We have the numbers. And as we discuss these Olympic numbers, I just want you to understand, I don't care that it's the Olympics. I don't care. That has nothing to do with it. It's a metaphor for what used to be a meritocracy, what used to be a love of America, what used to be esprit de corps, the American spirit. We supported it. I'm not a huge Winter Olympic fan myself. I'm a summer guy. But I'll tell you this, I don't even care about the Summer Olympics. I watched a little bit. I think I watched Usain Bolt a little bit, but I didn't watch it the way I did before. And this is just, I want you to understand, when Democrats take over something, when they steal it, when they take the thing out of it that gives it the American spirit, we dry up. We go, you know what? I don't need to see it. So here are the numbers. The 2022 Winter Olympics ended as the least watched ever for NBC Universal. Now, as with all things with leftists, they got to give. But there are still a few bright spots, particularly on the streaming side of the equation for the company amid the smaller overall figures. And here's what they reported. The top line figure is that the Olympics averaged 11.9 million viewers across all of NBCU's platforms in prime time. That's down 42% from 19.8 million average for the 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. In keeping with the trend from both from the first few days of the games, and in fact, closing the gap with 4 years ago a little bit, the general decline of the broadcast network ratings in the past 4 years. So you have to read that. It doesn't. It's a little confusing when you're not reading it. But the net of it is this: the Olympics was down 42% from the previous 4 years, the previous one in 2018. That is a symbol of everything that has to do with Democrats, everything that has to do with leftism. It was held in China. That Donald Trump said, that is our mortal enemy right now, is China. Somebody that Joe Biden is tied very closely to. It was broadcast by the fake news media. And you know what you said? You said, I don't care. I'm not watching it. They tried to make these stories into, oh, check out story. I don't know, but by the way, it was on at a place where I was staying at. And they show this figure skater dude that, you know, he's completely gay, you know, with a funky hairstyle. And I don't care. But you could tell it was so overblown that, you know, they want to get in this diversity message and the whole thing. And, of course, it's in China, so you got to be concerned about what you could and couldn't say and what the athletes could and couldn't say or could and couldn't do. Does that represent America? What? Is it any wonder that you looked at that and went, I'm not watching something where they oppress people and they, you know, rape Uyghurs and things like this? Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, called for other members of the body to join together and isolate Russia for its unprovoked further aggression against Ukraine. During remarks delivered during the U.N. General Assembly, Thomas Greenfield said, other U.N. member states must recognize the threat before all of us today, before it's too late. There is no middle ground. Calling for both sides to de-escalate only gives Russia more power and a pass. Russia is the aggressor here. Thomas Greenfield
Hatfield urged the other member states to show Russia that it's isolated and alone in its aggressive actions. Today marked the start of the trial for the sole Louisville, Kentucky police officer charged in connection to the no-knock search warrant raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Brett Hankinson is charged with three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment of Taylor's neighbors. He allegedly fired shots that endangered three other people who were inside an apartment directly behind Taylor's. This is USA Radio News. The People's Convoy is set to leave California, and with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The People's Convoy co-organizers say their chain of trucks driving from coast to coast in California and will make its way to Washington, D.C. by March 5th. Brian Bray spoke to Newsmax.
This is a peaceful movement across the country, and while we are keeping some of our plans pretty close to the chest, it'll be pretty clear that the People's Convoy is peaceful.
The truckers plan to arrive 4 days after President Joe Biden's March 1st State of the Union speech. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A federal jury began deliberating this morning on the fates of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights by not providing medical aid during his fatal arrest and failing to stop their senior officer's excessive use of force. The U.S. District Court jury received their final instructions from Judge Paul Mangeson before the panel started weighing the evidence. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you consider my opinions on the news that I present to you today and each and every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, understand, folks, that I have definitive proof of what I say. I can back my opinions up 100%. For example, with the WHO flu, I called it a ruse almost from day one. And now we get more and more proof of the ruse. Now, I want you to keep this in mind when we're discussing Ukraine, when we're discussing Canada, January 6th, any of the stuff that the Biden administration talks about. When Team Demented wants us, what they don't want us to discuss. You want to know why they don't want us talking, why they don't want us to discuss things? It's very simple. Because the truth gets out. I want you to think about how hard they have worked to eliminate truth from the discussion. I've had multiple political discussions with friends of mine over the past few days. And you know what the almost the universal theme is? Why is it they don't want to explore the truth? Why can't we have conversations that elicit the truth? Anyway, I want to begin with the WHO flu. Laura Ingraham discussing the CDC not wanting people to know the data.
If you watch our data closely, and when something changes, it can prompt questions. As CDC director, a key principle is leading with transparency.
Except, of course, when it comes to releasing COVID data, as the New York Times reported over the weekend, shockingly, the CDC has withheld critical data on boosters, hospitalizations, and, until recently, wastewater analyses. Yeah, so, Dr. Amati, this is something for 2 years that it's upended the lives of so many Americans. Obviously, tragically, so many Americans have lost their lives. No one's ever discounting the tragedy of that. But to justify whether it's, you know, time in isolation or quarantine or social distancing or third and fourth boosters, do we not need actual transparency and real data? Real data.
Laura, we need absolute transparency. This is one branch of the federal government that is not up to be politicized. We can politicize other things. I'm fine with that. We can't politicize public health. It should be off limits to anything political, anything that's influenced by unions, by political parties, by corporations, by any outside factors. This needs to be the one federal agency that is completely and totally guided by science, by fact, and by nothing else. And 2 years into the pandemic, like you said, we have so much scientific fact. We have reams and reams of medical data, not from hundreds or thousands of people worldwide, billions of people worldwide. In fact, the entire world population. There's never in history been any more medical information than this. And for the CDC to curate the data and tell us that certain data that they have are not ready for prime time is as outlandish as Eric Garcetti, the LA mayor, when he said he was holding his breath for that photograph at the football game. It's unbelievable. It's you know, they owe it to us to be transparent, and they have to start doing that now.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. We bring you the truth. We bring you the absolute, unvarnished, and of course, it's my opinion, and it's my opinion based on what's out there. And here's what's out there. The CDC has the data. The CDC has had this data for some time. The CDC has more data available on Wu flu than has been available on any other virus known to man. And you know what the CDC has decided to do? Not release their data. And the reason they give is they say, well, you might misinterpret it. What is it that we might misinterpret? What might we misinterpret? The number of people who actually had the original Wu flu, which I think is substantially more, which means that the number of people who died from the Wu flu is substantially less. And then, what about the data regarding, as Laura Ingraham said, the boosters, hospitalization, and wastewater analyses? What would we find in the wastewater analyses that the CDC wants to hide? Holy cow. Well, let me just go ahead and speculate a little bit, okay, if you don't mind, while we're on the subject. What you would find if the CDC released information on the boosters is that they were completely ineffective. You would find that if you took a placebo, you probably had a better impact on your health and well-being than if you got an actual booster. That's number one in just looking at the data and saying, does it work? The second thing would be, if you got a booster, you will probably find out that the booster did you far more damage than a placebo or getting nothing at all. That's what I believe you'd find out. As far as hospitalizations go, I think you find out the following, that the number of people hospitalized because of Wu flu is geometrically, if not exponentially, lower. And the data has been manipulated to include people who tested with Wu flu when they went in. And oh, by the way, if the CDC gave you information about testing, you would find out that you're negative. And I can tell you, I have an actual story from a friend of mine who said his entire family got Wu flu. He tested negative, but he was sick for 3 weeks. Well, guess what? The test didn't actually come back and give him the right information, because like his family members, he too had Wu flu. I can't even imagine having a discussion around data that is so unscientific, that yields absolutely nothing, and yet we are discussing this as if it's legit. I mean, the amount of subterfuge around this is daunting. Glad you're listening. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. I think about, and this makes me sad, because we all fell for it to some degree. All of us, including the people listening to this program, including myself. We found ourselves, let me put it this way, when you got sick, even a little bit, were you hesitant about being around people, friends, family, etc.? Something you had never done for any other sickness. See, that was a fear that was installed in you, and the Democrats love installing that fear. How sad is that? She asked a question, Laura Ingraham did, of this. I think the guy's name was Dr. Yamati. And she says, do we not need transparency and real data? And he made this comment. He says, if anything you want to politicize, you want to politicize a tax rate, things like that, fine. But the one thing that should be sacrosanct, that you cannot criticize, should be public health. There should be no right or left, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever. It should always be for the greater good. And of course, and he says it should be guided by science and fact. Now, that was his little way of getting back at the left, who claimed consistently that all they care about is the science and the facts. So much fact. I love this part where he says this. He says, we have so much medical data from, and here's the number, folks, billions of people worldwide. Never more info than at any time in history on what's available. And you know what the left did? They prostituted it. They pimped it out. They scared this nation. They scared the world. They shut things down for what is amounts to the biggest money grab in history. But I can't say I don't care about it. But in the long range, the thing that bothers me most is what it did to the psyche of people. Now, here's our question. Can we get it back? You know, what did they do? I think they ruined things for themselves. And if there is a real pandemic, I think that we're doomed. I think a lot of people are going to go, you're not fooling me again. But that feeling that's left with us, and I'm speaking strictly of myself right now, that feeling of even to this moment where you cough or you don't feel quite well, and in the old days, it just wasn't, I don't want to say it wasn't a big deal, because I tell people all the time, when you get sick, you know it, and you sort of self-quarantine. But, and I'm sure you've heard people say this, I didn't want to be around my great-grandma or my grandma or my grandpa because I didn't want to get them sick. You would feel like their death was on your hands if you did it. What a horrible feeling, man. That's what these guys did. But I want to go back to the CDC. Not giving the data. What does that tell you? They refuse to. They don't want you to know the truth. I think they're sick.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Love, love, love what I do, folks. Coming on this show and talking to you about what's going on. Now, I have a question for you. What else do you think the Democrats are hiding? They won't release CDC data on the Wu flu. They won't give us accurate VAERS data to tell us how many people have actually died from the vaccinations that were given. Democrats are scurrilous, scandalous creatures, skanks to the highest, to their rotten cores. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I apologize in advance for any audio issues. We are having to record in a different studio because I'm traveling, and I don't have a producer, so I'm having to do it myself. So there you go. Anyway, what else are Democrats hiding, folks? You need a few things to think about? I just want you to understand, with everything that I will mention to you, and there's got to be at least 10, 12 things more that I'm not even going to cover, just ask yourself, do you think you're getting the real data? Now, much of this we've covered, but I just want you to understand, when I ask you these questions, the length of this discussion, how many things we're talking about, it's insane. I'll give you an example. Hunter Biden's laptops. What do we not know? What would you know if Don Jr. or Eric were Hunter Biden? What would you know about him then? We don't know Hunter Biden who's buying his paintings. And why has this guy suddenly become a Renaissance man? Look, I know we're going over the same ground, but I want to drive the point home yet again that as we learn more about the CDC not wanting to give us data, you got to ask yourself the question, why? It's a simple answer. I'm not going to answer it for you right now because you already know. What about Hunter Biden's financials? Remember when we were digging into that with Burisma and this money he got from Russian oligarchs and this deal he was setting up with the Chinese? Millions of dollars negotiated by a crackhead. Do you remember when Rachel Maddow demanded to see Trump's taxes? These were legally filed taxes. And she wanted to see it. I would love to see Hunter Biden's legally filed taxes and his entanglements. I'd want to see where did he get his money and how much of that money went to the big guy. Which brings me to the Biden family's financials. Donald Trump was put under a level of scrutiny no man should be put under because he decides he wants to run this government. And we can't get anything on the Bidens. What about the Biden family's ties to Russia? Do you think you've gotten all the information? Do you think the media has gotten you the scoop on it? What about their dealings in Ukraine that I mentioned earlier? What about the Biden family's dealings in China? You do know that there's a grand jury convened on this very issue, and you can hardly get any information. The lamestream media, the fake news media doesn't tell you anything. You got to go do some digging. I have some more questions for you. These may require you to go back a little bit in your memory, but how many Hollywood moguls are like Weinstein? We uncovered one. Hollywood made it sound like they were all over the place, and I believe they are. But we got one, Harvey Weinstein. Is he the only one? Remember, he was as thick as thieves with every leftist on the planet. Everybody's in a picture with Harvey Weinstein. And he's not the one trying to get the picture. They're the ones wanting to get in a picture with him. Now, he's persona non grata, but who else was there? Who else was doing what we all know Hollywood does? Same thing happens, by the way, in academia. Nobody says anything. Wink, wink. It's okay if a 60-year-old professor wants to hold a 18-year-old co-ed's grades hostage while he negotiates with her body. And speaking of the flesh, who flew with Epstein to his rape island? Why don't we know more information about that? Surely that there should be a lot of available science on that stuff, right? There should be some data. You can bet if those planes were loaded with Republicans, you'd know all about it. What do we know about the Clinton Foundation? Steadily under investigation. Billions of dollars have flowed through that racketeering organization. If it had Trump's name on it, you'd know all about it. You're still talking about suing Trump in New York over nonsense. I asked the question at the beginning of this particular segment. What are the Democrats hiding? January 6th, what are they hiding? What was the real cause? Do you think if you knew the real answers to that, that we'd be talking about this, having congressional meetings about it? It's insanity. And I only highlight these things to remind you of what I started this program with today. The Democrats are on the run mostly because of their lies. They have to wake up every day protecting themselves from their lies. And the biggest lie, what we're learning about over the past few days, is that the CDC doesn't want to give you data. They say, well, if we give you data, well, you could misinterpret that data. Interesting. They throw a lot of data at us when they're interpreting data. They don't seem to, quote, misinterpret data, even when we find out later that they are deadly wrong. But they don't want to give you the data. So I ask you again, can I get the data on Hunter Biden's financials? Can I get the data on the Biden family's financials, including James, Joe Biden's younger brother? Can I get the information about the Biden's family's ties to Russia, Ukraine, and China? Which, by the way, is probably impacting much of the foreign policy that Biden is now having to deal with in this fiasco of his own creation. Can I get the data on Hollywood and how many women have actually been sexually abused at the hands of all those leftists out there who cry foul on everything that moves, everything that's said? Can I get the data on who flew to Epstein's rape island? Can I get the data on the Clinton Foundation? Can I get the data? Hey, Nancy Pelosi, why don't you release your emails regarding January the 6th? Can I get the real data on the 2020 election results and this absurd notion that Donald Trump lost and Joe Biden beat him? Can we get that data? Can we get the data on the real number of people who are hitting the border? And what is the Democrats' real border strategy? Can we get the data on education and the educational outcomes for particularly for young people of color? Can we get that data? Can we talk about the science? Yeah. Let me give you some data. You want some data? Here's some data for you. Death rates are up 40%. As the pandemic enters its second year running, the number of deaths the virus has caused is likely much greater than the official numbers indicate, setting a historic record. The CDC explains that excess deaths are associated with COVID-19 directly or indirectly, typically defined as the difference between the observed numbers of deaths in a specific time period and the expected numbers of deaths. Oh, there's a point to this. You know what? I want to talk about this separately because the bigger point to this is so worth hearing that this deserves special attention. Anyway, that's the data. You want some other data? We got data about drug overdoses under Biden that we'll talk about. We might talk about it today. I'm not sure. But I have that data. I have the science. You want to talk about the LGBT community, we got a poll out that says there are double the number of gays that we thought. Does that surprise anybody? I got data, folks, on how much money we've spent and the debt that's been increased in this country and what we've saddled generations of kids with, of people that follow us with it. I would love to tell you, folks, I could ignore it. You see, it would be so easy for us to do it and say, who cares, man? I mean, so what? They get saddled with trillions and trillions and soon quadrillions of dollars. You know, I'm going to be dead and gone. Have you asked yourself, why do you fight? Why do you fight so hard? I mean, we love our kids and stuff. I get it. But there comes a point where you almost say to yourself, if they're too stupid to get it, why should I fight? No. We fight because it's important. I don't fight even just to win. You know, I think leftists fight just to win. They just want to beat us. But let me tell you, we can't let them. And I just gave you the backdrop of all the lies that these people have told. And I hope you're paying attention.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.